It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot it.
The emergency break of the week.
Oh, no. So, I guess
I'd
like...
call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man and the...
No.
Good Lord.
You almost confused him and me. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
At 7:59 on The Ticket, we have another e-break for you. It's brought to you by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. All right, this first candidate is just really strange. And this guy's a little out there, and he's been nominated and won a number of e-breaks through the years. He's George DiGiani. He does our fitness show early on Saturday mornings. I'm about to play you his entire show from this last Saturday as a candidate for the emergency break of the week because his show lasted just over a minute.
Huh.
And it's not because of technical difficulties. It's because of this.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, George DiGiani, Train Station Fitness Show. We may have to end the show today before it even begins because my guest is not answering their phone. So Davey's calling right now and we'll see what happens because I don't have a show if I don't have a guest for this show. It's a company called Healthy Wage, W-A-G-E, and it would be a profoundly positive show to help support people who have difficulty with staying the course of whatever their goal is. And how do you do that? What's the support you need? What's the motivation you need? How do you have skin in the game? And he's going to share this with us. Davey, any luck? No? All right, well, we're going to have to stop here, I guess. Don't know what to do, so we'll have to talk with you next week, and hopefully that guest will show up. This is the shortest show I've ever had in 20 years. You ready, Davey? 6:52, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're stinking up the place with rotten radio.
Wait, I don't understand.
I know,
what just
I'm
happened.
Telling you,
I don't
you
either.
Have the entire week to get ready for a 1 hour show. You have a guest lined up, he can't do it. You have no backup. To fill an hour?
Wait, you're still a radio host. You have to host the show whether the guest shows up or not.
Right. 4.5 hours Monday through Friday. We have guests back out. We have ideas change all the time. We've never just shut it down because a guest can't join us.
So what did we do on the station for
the
next hour?
Rotten Radio.
Went to Rotten Radio and replayed greatest hits.
I'm telling you, is that not the strangest thing you've ever heard?
It is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I thought he had a show because he was an expert. George DiGiani
right.
was an expert.
How about just take calls?
He's our health guy.
A lot of people have a ton of questions for George. He's an expert about a lot of things.
Yeah, when all else fails, just take calls. If you can't program your show, turn it over to the caller for questions. And I don't understand what just happened.
I told you.
What I just heard.
He sounded so panicked, too.
And we never heard who the guy, what doctor was it from Healthy Wage?
Why did he spell wage?
I thought that was funny, too. From a company called Healthy Wage, and wage is spelled W-A-G-E.
As opposed to?
There's no other way to spell that word.
So I didn't oversell that as one of the strangest moments ever.
That is
in the 25-year history of this radio station.
Okay, I guess the Catman, our boss, was out of town. But if I'm the cad man and I'm listening to that, I pick up the phone, call George's cell phone and say,
get back in
the studio. You have 1 hour to fill. You're telling me that after doing this for 20 years, you can't audible?
Guest canceled. Must stop now.
All right. He doesn't speak like a caveman.
Well, there is George DiGiani as candidate number one. His entire show, his minute.
Wow.
How long did it go, Jared? Minute 22? Minute 50?
We just played is a minute 14. And I assume there was an open on the front of it that might have added 30 seconds.
And he confirmed it at the end. That is the shortest show he's ever done. So that is in the books as the shortest show ever.
How did he even think that was an option? That would not even have occurred to me.
Right. To shut it down.
That you just shut down the whole show.
Well, if you don't have healthy wage, then you don't have a show.
Hmm. How are you spelling wage just there? I didn't.
W-A-A-I-I-G-G.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The other conventional spelling of wage.
All right. Candidate number two is Dan McDowell. He squared off with Charles Haley because Dan wanted to talk about old crazy cowboy times that Charles Haley was a real big part of, and we've heard about these moments through the years. Charles Haley did not want to talk about that, and it becomes very tense and very Lee Corso-like.
Jeff Perlman wrote that Cowboys, Boys Will Be Boys, which had a few...
He should have called me. I would have told him it's a bunch of lies.
You deny everything that was in that book?
Deny?
Yes.
I can tell you my part of the truth.
Okay.
No. Hey. I thought we were going to talk about the Cowboys.
We are, but...
You said some damn...
But you just said... So the author of the book never called you. Could have said...
No.
Hey, let me just get Charles Haley's number and just see.
Hey, you know how that works. Like I just told you, right?
See, that's why I'm asking you.
They write whatever they want to write. Okay?
Here we are, face to face.
Yeah.
I can ask you. And
yeah, but you got a big table in front of us while you ask. If I was standing beside you, you wouldn't ask that question.
Here, go over and sit next to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, dog.
You're not going to...
Because you know what? I'll black your eye and tell the cops that you've been crying all night.
Oh, come on.
Boy, it always goes...
Mama. Very friendly with each other.
Mama.
You were just giving me child rearing advice in the break.
Yeah, you know what? You turned that switch.
Wait, we're all having fun. We're just friends. We're all having
fun.
Okay,
now we're moving on, right?
Do you want to move on?
To what? Oh, you just got a list of crap you want to ask me?
No. I just have some stuff from that book, but I also am interested in the fact that you have a daughter on the U.S. national soccer team.
Well,
is that true?
She went out for it.
So he finally disarmed him by bringing up his daughter. But that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was real weird. I think the ending there was pretty awkward, too. She had her daughter on that team. No, she went out for it.
Oh, okay.
We were having fun, yeah, man.
Anytime it goes to Dan saying, hey, we're having fun, right? No? Then you got a pretty good e-break. All right, so Dan and Charles Haley are candidate number two. Candidate number three... Another member of the Saturday morning lineup here on the ticket.
No, not Head Injury Man, is it?
Head Injury Man is back, and boy, is this a head injury-like e-break candidate here.
Since nobody can get fired for it.
And I wonder afterwards, when Tom Davis goes back, and everybody bitched about the golf course and bitched about
Mike Davis.
Condition. Mike, what did I say?
Tom?
Yes, brother.
Twin brother keeps it a dungeon.
Oh, crap. What was he doing?
You were talking about the rules and Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, yes. Yes, I wonder if he's getting high fives.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Boy, what a great question.
I love Rick. You were talking. And does Craig Rosengarten say, what we doing? He says something really weird to try to get out of that tailspin. What we doing? One more time.
Since nobody can get fired for it.
I wonder afterwards when Tom Davis goes back and everybody bitched about the golf course and bitched about
Mike Davis.
Condition. Mike, what did I say?
Tom?
Yes, brother.
Twin brother keeps it a dungeon.
Crap. What was he doing?
You were talking about the rules.
What was he doing?
And Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, yes. Yes, I wonder if he's getting high fives.
Oh, okay. That makes it better.
You know, Craig is the first golfer to show symptoms of CTE.
Yes.
The Harvard study can't wait to look at his brain.
Titleist bounced off a tree and hit him square in the head.
He had a volunteer to go ahead and give it to him now.
He's not using it.
Right.
All right, George DiGiani, Dan versus Charles Haley, or Craig Rosengarten. Those are your three candidates, 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, is this American Sports?
Yep.
Oh, this is a Papa Bear from that tribe you were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
All right, Papa Bear.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, but I'd like to vote for George D. But I got to go. I got a conference call.
Okay. Wow, he's already making conference calls there in that tribe.
Uncontacted tribes from the Brazilian Amazon.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Hey.
What's your ball location percentage?
About 38%.
I bet it's 100, isn't it?
Maybe.
Okay. Hey, what about eggs?
That's a George.
Is that George DiGiani? Yeah. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote inclusively for front hole slice Bornborn and the CTE victim himself, Craig Rosen Anus.
All right. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Yeah, let me vote for Chuck Haley, and Sideshow Bob is my leader.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George, so great to hear from you. Put me down for, is it George DiGiorno? DiGiani?
DiGiani, yeah, thank you. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Got to go with Charles Haley and Dan, and I would love to see those two go at it at fight night. It would be awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Dan would get planted. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote for Dan, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, I want to vote for Big Tex, Dustin, 420, Texas. And Junior, I can't stand you. Happy die.
Hey.
Well, I love you.
Yeah. Ooh. Nothing but love on this show.
It's very Christ-like of you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Davey there?
Oh, no. It's Stoma Man. Yeah. Hi,
yeah,
Stoma Man.
I'm over Charles Haley.
Okay. Hadn't heard from you in a while.
He might be in the throw for trying to get that book autographed.
Okay. I'm not sure what he said there, but we got your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Thank you, George D.G. on me.
Thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Oh. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins?
Yeah, hi. I was going to vote V-O-T-E. But
and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner for one of the strangest moments ever on the ticket. George DiGiani.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. George DiGiani, Train Station Fitness Show. We may have to end the show today before it even begins because my guest is not answering their phone. So Davey's calling right now and we'll see what happens, because I don't have a show if I don't have a guest for this show. It's a company called Healthy Wage, W-A-G-E, and it would be a profoundly positive show to help support people who have difficulty with staying the course of whatever their goal is. And how do you do that? What's the support you need? What's the motivation you need? How do you have skin in the game? And he's going to share this with us. Davey, any luck? No? All right, well, we're going to have to stop here, I guess. Don't know what to do, so we'll have to talk with you next week, and hopefully that guest will show up. This is the shortest show I've ever had in 20 years. You ready, Davey? 6:52, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
We're stinking up the place with Rotten Radio.
How many wins is that for George?
That is his second profound win, and he breaks a tie with Dwayne Carraway and the Goose.
Nice.
You
know,
a couple of other things. Are you telling me that's the only time he's had a guest cancel in 20 years?
No. Remember, Dr. Salmon left.
So what has he done then?
Halfway through.
What does he do when a guest leaves?
I don't know.
And the other thing, when he said wage, W-A-G-E... He stressed the E as though that's the weird spelling part. Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Wage, W-A-G-E.
That's the hidden gem in that whole mess right there.
Oh, incredible. Well, congratulations to George DiGiani.